is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Logan L. Castillo, date of birth July 8, 2002. Case ID number 3719143, date of examination July 21st, 2022. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Knapp Medical Center dated 10/18/21. Identifying information. This is a 20-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of osteosarcoma stage 3 of the left upper extremity, seizures, comma, and anxiety/depression. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never been employed except for 1 month with the Dollar Tree store. The claim where he was fired secondary to always showing up late for work. At the present time, he lives with his parents in their house, and because of his bone cancer, he only has a sixth grade education. The claimant was on disability as a child for having hyperactive attention deficit disorder. At the present time, he is not working and hangs around with his friends a lot. Allegations number one, osteosarcoma, bone cancer, stage 3 of the left upper extremity. Number 2, seizure disorder. Number 3, anxiety/depression. History of allegations, number 1, osteosarcoma/bone cancer, stage 3. The claimant states that in 2015, he was diagnosed with osteosarcoma of the mid-left humerus bone of his left upper extremity. The claimant was diagnosed with stage 3 osteosarcoma and went on to have surgery in 2015 to remove the cancer, and a graft from his leg was placed in his left humerus. However, this procedure did not work, and a titanium rod times 2 had to be put in place to secure his left upper extremity. No other surgeries have been performed, and no injections have been given for cancer, except for one radioactive IV for cancer. The claimant did receive 1 year of chemotherapy, which he states was more like 1 year and 3 months. His symptoms include occasional swelling, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, a sense of coldness in his shoulder, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. He states the pain radiates to his spine. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb 2 steps, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and lift approximately 80 pounds with his right arm. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button his clothes. At the present time, he does have a cane that he uses at all times and a right sling that he uses. However, the claimant is able to ambulate without the cane. His physician is Dr. Michael Flores.